news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times broke an explosive story Thursday night reporting that Donald Trump approved retaliatory military strikes against Iran but pulled back from launching them. Officials told The Times that the president initially approved strikes on a handful of Iranian targets, such as radar and missile batteries. The operation was underway in its early stages when it was called off. Planes were in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when word came to stand down. A particularly disturbing paragraph in the New York Times story reads, quote, "It was not clear whether Mr. Trump simply changed his mind on the strikes or whether the administration altered course because of logistics or strategy. It was also not clear whether the attacks might still go forward." Iranian officials told Reuters that Trump warned Iran overnight that a U.S. attack was imminent. According to the account, Trump conveyed his opposition to any war with Iran and a preference to talk with them, including an offer of a, quote, short period of time in which to receive their response. The official quoted by Reuters said Iran responded through Oman that the supreme leader was against any talks, adding a warning that, quote, any attack on Iran will have regional and international consequences. The tensions in the region escalated after two tankers were attacked earlier in the week, followed by Iran shooting down a U.S. drone on Thursday. Whether that drone was flying in Iranian or international airspace is in question. The Iranians' Revolutionary Guard said the drone violated their airspace, but U.S. officials disputed that, saying it was in international territory. Speaking to the press on Thursday, Trump both talked tough and seemed to be giving them a pass at the same time.
I think probably Iran made a mistake. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
I think
they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
And you're talking about Iran's leadership.
Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's all going to work out.
Are you saying you think it wasn't intentional to strike the drone?
I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it. But we'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move, that I can tell you.
Trump invited congressional leadership to a meeting Thursday to discuss the situation with Iran. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer emerged from that meeting to give a quick statement to the press.
I told the president that these conflicts have a way of escalating. The president may not intend to go to war here, but we're worried that he and the administration may bumble into a war. We told the room that the Democratic position is that congressional approval must be required before funding any conflict in Iran. One of the best ways to avoid bumbling into war, a war that nobody wants, is to have a robust, open debate and for Congress to have a real say. We learned that lesson in the runner-up to Iraq. We have an amendment supported by every Democrat to the NDAA in the Senate. It's led by Senator Udall. It would require congressional approval of any funding for a conflict in Iran. It's supported by all of us. We are asking Leader McConnell to do the right thing and give us a vote next week on the NDAA on that amendment.
Seven Republican senators, including one of Trump's biggest defenders, Lindsey Graham, joined their Democratic colleagues in voting to block arms sales to Gulf nations. The bipartisan lawmakers wanted to express their continued displeasure with how the Trump administration has handled its response to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist and critic of the Saudi regime. The administration last month bypassed Congress on the arms sale by declaring an emergency. Despite the Senate vote, it looks like the sale is going to happen anyway. Although the measure passed, it fell short of the two-thirds support needed to override an expected presidential veto. And finally, in yet another shameful episode, the government went to federal court this week to argue that it shouldn't be required to give detained migrant children toothbrushes, soap, towels, showers, or even a half night's sleep inside Border Patrol detention facilities.
It's within everybody's common understanding that, you know, if you don't have a toothbrush, if you don't have soap, If you don't have a blanket, it's not safe and sanitary. Well, wouldn't everybody agree to that? Do you agree to that?
Well, I think those are, there's fair reason to find that those things may be part of safe and sanitary.
No, maybe, are a part. What do you say, maybe? You mean there are circumstances when a person doesn't need to have a toothbrush, toothpaste, and soap for days?
Well, I think in CBP custody, it's frequently intended to be much shorter term. So it may be that for a shorter term stay in CBP custody, that some of those things may not be required.
There are just no words. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more information, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.